306 DGS. We have the Think Tank coming up in 1 hour. Jeff Rainford, Mike Elam. We're out of here about 4:40 to make way for Cardinals pregame. The game tonight at 5:40. Hoping for a little better game against the Cincinnati Reds tonight in Cincinnati. New study, this is very interesting, shows that less attractive people live shorter lives. And what they did, their methodology was they took photos from 1957. They showed 8,000 people because, you know, the beauty's in the eye of the beholder. But they saw correlations between this person's very handsome, this person is very not. The word they used was ugly, not my word, their word. But ugly men live 1 year less than attractive men, and it can be even more dire for females. Thoughts?
Did they give any sort of reasoning behind it?
They did. Their theory is that, and I think most of us would agree with this, that attractive people are just treated better on a daily basis by friends, family, and strangers.
Yeah, makes sense. I mean, that, when you look at all of the things that have been studied when it comes to appearance and how people are treated, there's no question there's a difference. Mm-hmm. And even if it's just as simple as maybe not people being nasty to you, but people not being extra nice to you, but they're extra nice to somebody else. They kind of ignore you, but, oh, well, I'll hold the door for her.
Yeah,
that kind
even
of
if you're not being penalized for not being attractive, you're not being rewarded for being attractive.
And I also think there are studies, if I'm not mistaken, that show that even in the workplace, people that are better looking advance more or advance faster, and that can lead to better quality of life, can lead to all kinds of things.
Be as honest as you can. Would you rather have your intelligence now and be 40% more attractive, or be 40% more intelligent?
Hotter.
Me too.
Yeah, I like the hot.
I'm okay with my intelligence. I'm okay with my attractiveness. I think I'm quite average, but if I could be 40% more attractive, bring it on.
I don't know what I'm going to do with being smarter. You know, how's that going to help?
Yikes.
I would probably want to be smarter, because sometimes I feel dumb. I do. Sometimes I'm like, I am not getting this one. I'm feeling less intelligent as I get older. Like my brain is melting or something.
Really?
If I could get 40% of that back.
Are we talking about like right now? Like the changes now, not like retroactively?
No, you can go retroactive.
Oh, that's coming. I mean, because that can change. Now that makes it harder, because if it was right now, I'd be like, I don't care. I'm old. Who cares?
You're talking to someone who,
if I'm ugly, who cares?
The smartest and hottest man in the world.
I'm neither of those things. I just don't care what other people think. I'd probably go with smart. I think I could do more with smart.
Yeah.
I think I could really parlay attractive.
And keep in mind, that's coming from a ginger, you know? I mean, like, we don't always get an easy ride.
Yeah, true.
Everyone will think I'm smart if I'm hotter. That seems to be how that works.
You're not wrong.
No, yeah,
that seems to be
how that works.
It makes sense too, though, because you always hear, like, I saw a study the other day that showed that women and men can have like the same, they'll be complaining about the same level of pain at the hospital, but hospital employees are more likely to take a man seriously than a woman.
Really?
Yeah, and they're more likely to give them extra care.
We're babies.
And I know that there's discrepancies like within races and stuff too. Mm-hmm. So it only makes sense that that would also spread to, I mean, maybe even medical care. It's like, oh, my attractive patient is telling me this. I better listen up.
Man, I don't want to go back in that room.
Quick, Mr. Hottie's in pain.
Like, do you think they check on you like three times
as
often?
The ugly guy in Suite 5 says his leg hurts real bad. Get to it after lunch.
Give him an aspirin. I don't care.
Put some dirt on it. It's funny because it's true.
Yeah.
Probably not far off.
Stewart, Kevin?
Sure. All right. So I had a couple that are like USA, USA related. They're not the same, but they're close in that way. But they're coming off the Olympics, there's been renewed, there are a couple of think pieces where people are like, you know, our national anthem really isn't that good. We should do a better one. And I'm like, first of all, I think our national anthem's fine.
Mm-hmm.
There are people like, it's hard to sing. I don't care. I don't have to sing it. And if I do, I don't have to sing it well. But the people that sing it well make it sound awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Like Charles Glenn, when he's doing the blues games, it's amazing. Mm-hmm. Gerald Henderson does an amazing job also at blues and Cardinals games. But obviously Whitney Houston, if it takes a great singer to sing it, who cares? And by the way, have you heard, I mean, like, If you hear people sing happy birthday, nobody can sing. Pretty Who cares? Bad. If you can't sing happy birthday in tune, and I can't, which is why I don't even try. Who cares if the...
What do you do?
I just stand there.
Like the guy on the plane?
I do. I just stand there.
Just staring straight ahead.
Yeah. I just stand there. And I'm like... And then I make a big deal out of it at the end. Like, yay!
You sort that surprised
me. He comes in real loud with the cha-cha-cha.
Yeah.
You have such a great voice. I'm surprised you can't sing.
Oh, I don't. I've never tried, really. And I thought I was bad when I was young, so I just don't do it.
You probably just need to sing lower.
I'm a big... So here's the thing about me. In this regard, I don't like doing things I'm not good at.
Yeah.
So I just don't do them.
Hmm.
You know?
Life is simple when you're a wheeler.
Like, why don't you golf more? Because I'm not good at it. I don't want to do something I'm not good at.
So if the four of us went out for like a karaoke night.
I mean, I would do it because I'm
you
not.
Would?
Yeah, I'm shameless.
But well, I mean, what would you sing?
Something metal.
Oh, okay.
It would have to be because I can't sing. So I probably have to stick to screaming. It'd have to be, right?
I guess.
Plus, those are the only songs I know.
No one's going to stop you, whatever you choose.
I mean, I would. I would. I'm sure it would be something.
I want him to sing like a Whitney Houston song.
Yeah.
Or like a deep cut from Britney Spears or something.
I want to see him have one more than one margarita.
Yeah, me
Although
too.
Although you know what that song says.
I have two of them at home all the time.
Do you do?
Yeah.
Do you feel it?
I mean, yeah, I relax. I feel chill.
What's that look like?
This?
He just leaned back in his chair.
Leaned
for
back
everyone
in the chair,
at home.
Like, yeah, you know what? I'm pretty chill right now. Play some more sports.
Never been drunk though.
I don't not to the understanding that I've seen. Like, I don't think I've been buzzed before. I'm sure many times, but never have been.
You're not
never been that guy.
Never stumbling. Never like I don't remember what I did last night.
Good
never,
for you.
Nothing. Not once.
It's overrated.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Andrew doesn't even drink.
Yeah,
yeah much to the dismay of his wife.
this guy here
literally says to Craig, the gentleman next to her, she goes, "Get this." I was like, "What do you mean, get this?"
So, he's still on a high from your victory.
It's a good feeling. I've never done something like that, like by myself, so it was kind of nice to have it.
I thought you'd like it.
Yeah, it was fun to have it be successful. And I wouldn't have been, like, upset if I hadn't won, right? Like, it really wouldn't have bothered me. But it's still fun to win.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, I forgot to mention, like, as part of the couple of think pieces, they offered suggestions as to songs that we could do that are better songs for the national anthem. So one of them was We Are the World.
Oh, come on.
Which is also a bit presumptive. We are not. We are just one nation. But it's also the worst
kind
song
the
ever.
Kind of the opposite of a national anthem.
I know. And yes, exactly. And it's also a terrible song, like, objectively terrible. Am I crazy for that?
No.
I watched the documentary about it, and it was fascinating and watching all of them interact, but it's still a terrible song.
Isn't it like a 12-minute song, too?
I mean, they've got to fit 75 people's solos into it.
Yeah, so they threw in Philadelphia Freedom. I don't know that song. It's Elton John, but I don't know it.
Yeah.
I don't know it either.
I don't either. So that's a really great suggestion, though, a great song that nobody knows.
You know it. Everyone knows it.
Do you? If you heard it, you would know
it. Sing it for us.
Yeah. Philadelphia Freedom. It is not a national anthem song.
Yeah, why would that be our national anthem?
I mean, there are a lot of great songs. Back in Black's a great song. I'm not sure.
The other suggestion I saw was the Tina Turner song, The Best.
Man.
Because, I mean, like, this person's an idiot who wrote this because clearly, like, we are the world, like we are everything, or we're the best.
We're the champions.
Yeah, that would be great because it's a great song, but it's not a great anthem. But we are champions in a lot.
USA number one.
At least that would
be
accurate. Yeah, let's go. Rock them.
Wheels is on one today.
Have you guys ever been in a situation in a crowd or something where they started chanting USA?
Yeah, it's cool.
You have?
Yeah.
Well, I bet it was awesome.
It's crazy cool. So
was that at the Olympics?
Yes, it was at the Olympics. And the best one, there were a bunch of times when it happened. A lot of it was like, because it was in Sydney, so it's not like there were a ton of Americans there. But the best one was at the gold medal soccer match between the U.S. and China. And we were in the section with all the Americans where I was sitting with a couple of the guys that I was there with. And we were like, we had the women's softball team was sitting right in front of us. A lot of athletes were around us, like Olympic athletes. And it started. It was really cool. I mean, it was probably maybe a quarter of the stadium doing it. It wasn't that much, but it was pretty good.
Wonder if there are many fights in the Olympics.
Never saw any. I mean, not that I was at everything, but...
Maybe we should just change the national anthem to everyone chanting USA for 60 seconds.
Yeah. I don't know if you, have you guys ever been in a crowd that gets into that?
Mm-mm.
Like the whole crowd, it is crazy. It's such a cool experience because everybody's into it. Although it's pretty cool when anybody's into any one thing, like whether it's the USA thing or like
at a concert,
your favorite
something.
Team or a great song that everybody's singing along with. It's pretty cool.
Maybe we should just do the wave.
Silently.
Wouldn't that be great if we're all just quiet? We all just went.
That's one of those. That's one of those things.
The wave.
The wave's one of those things that I straight up pretend to hate.
Yeah.
But can't wait till it comes around.
Yeah. I hate it now.
I'm like, here we go. Here's this stupid thing.
That's pretty good.
In the 80s, it was a thing, right? It was like this big deal. And you would see at some events where they would do different versions of it. Like you had, I was at baseball games where you had the upper deck going one direction, the lower deck going the opposite direction, and it was going around the stadium. There was one game I was at where the fans, especially in the outfield, they were changing it. So one time they did the whole thing in slow motion. Everybody was moving really slow. And then the next time it was super fast. It was cool looking.
Can I tell you something? I am kind of a unicorn in that I make my living performing, and yet I'm like the WB Frog, like off the air. I'm very, very quiet. And I am as impressive as I find Avi Loeb from Harvard or Noah Lyles, the guy who gets up at Busch Stadium and starts the wave is right there on the same plane.
He has the same amount of bravery and discipline.
Like, how did you get to be you?
You just start yelling at everybody around you.
Yeah. It's like, come on!
Hey, everybody, let's go!
Come on!
Woo! Like,
you are my superior, sir. In every way. Your wife's a lucky woman.
I'm flexing those beer muscles.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. We have a think tank coming up at the top of the hour. We're out a little bit early today to make room for Cardinals baseball. At about 1 p.m., we had a news conference. The police chief of Ferguson was showing for the first time the body cam footage from when the officer was injured the other evening during a protest. And we carried it, but it wasn't the greatest radio because there was a lot of video. But our own Sean Malone was there, and he joins us now to tell us about it. Sean, walk us through.
Yeah, so they're kind of two sets of videos, if you will. The first sets of videos kind of showed protesters, Elijah Gantt, the one that is accused of assaulting Travis Brown, the officer that's now in the hospital, him and others going up to the fence multiple times and, you know, shaking the fence, trying to break it down. And this thing was bending and swaying. I'm surprised it actually didn't cave in at some point, considering how violently it was being shaken back and forth. The video actually shows Gantt at one point take his hoodie that he was wearing and use that to wipe the bar he was holding to get the fingerprints off of it, believe. And then the second set of videos shows officers responding and the events that occurred after that. It shows them walking from where they were to the gate and then trying to get Gantt and arrest him for, you know, shaking the gate, damaging property. He starts to walk away through the parking lot across the street, finds himself in between the building and the minivan, breaks back towards the minivan, still in between the building and the minivan. And that's when he kind of starts making his way in a sprint at this point towards Officer Brown. And you can see in the video and everyone in the audience, some shy of 100 people, but dozens, we'll call it, audibly gasped when they saw it the first time. He like a running back in football, almost just lowered his shoulder right into Officer Brown's chest on the video. And Officer Brown just gets knocked straight backwards onto the concrete. You can see his head hit the concrete as well. And, you know, that's where I imagine the brain injury that has him in critical condition right now, that's when that was suffered. But it kind of debunks some of the things people have been saying what happened with this in the days immediately afterwards, where he fell on his own, that, you know, it was the officers that charged at the protesters. You know, they just kind of walked over and, you know, were walking towards him. And when he ran is when they ran to try to catch him, referring to Gantt in that case. And it definitely wasn't, from the video, Officer Brown slipping. It was, you know, like I said, a running back in the open field lowering his shoulder into a linebacker or a defensive back, if you will, to try to run him over and get free. And that's resulted in what we see now with Brown in the hospital still in critical condition.
Was he wearing a helmet at the time, the officer?
I don't believe he was wearing a helmet of any kind. It looked like he was just in your typical office attire. I wouldn't call it riot gear or anything like that.
Okay.
Not plain clothes, but just the regular clothes that an officer would wear is what it appeared that he had on him.
And do we have any updates on the officer's condition?
Critical. That's all we've got so far on it, is that he's in critical condition at this point, still in the hospital.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Sean. We appreciate it.
Yep, no problem, guys.
You sit in traffic now. But later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
35 DGS on KMOX. Changing weather out there. Dave Murray joins us. Hello, Dave.
Yeah, we've been watching a big batch of rain and thunderstorms really just to our south-southwest all day long. It started early this morning south of Jefferson County, and that's where it is, and it's fading out, so we're not going to see anything from that.
Okay.
We're okay with that.
When's our next batch?
I think tomorrow morning into the early afternoon, scattered showers and thunderstorms around again. The afternoon doesn't look like much, 83. Then another batch of scattered thunderstorms, let's say mid-evening, Wednesday night into Wednesday night. Thursday, scattered thunderstorms. Some of the storms on Thursday could be strong, possibly severe. Thursday's also the hottest day of the week, very humid. 92 degrees and still scattered thunderstorms around Thursday night and Friday. I think the pattern breaks in time for the weekend with temperatures in the 80s.
And is that about where we should be, Dave?
Yeah. Yeah. Temperature-wise, just about, let's think mid to upper 80s for the most part.
Okay. You guys want to hear a really nice story for a change?
Yeah.
Yes.
A 90-year-old Air Force veteran named Donald recently walked into a pawn shop in New Hampshire hoping to sell some of he and his wife's jewelry. His wife has dementia and their landlord just upped their rent and they can't afford it. But he'll never have to worry about that again because the person at the pawn shop was so taken by him that she raised $1,300 between 25 of her friends to give to them. And then someone got the idea to do a GoFundMe, and it's up to $375,000.
That's great. That's great.
Isn't that great? Really? So you'll never have to worry about it again.
That's very cool.
That's so nice.
Super cool.
Why can we be both so amazing and so terrible at the same time?
Amen.
Boy, what a great question.
No doubt. You know, what I was thinking about is how just during the news, they were doing something on social media, or I think maybe it was even an ad. And life is so empirically exhausting these days, just especially if you engage, like if you're a young person, you really engage. It's so absolutely exhausting. And when you think about it, it's also relative. I would put my dopamine rush playing Asteroids in 1978 up against Red Dead Redemption. You know, the thrill I got from Intellivision, I think, would be equal to you playing the new MLB, like what you're feeling in your body. When I was 16, I went to my first house party, and there was a rock band in the basement playing Rock Candy by Montrose. I bet I had as much of a rush as seeing Rush. You know what I mean? It's just so relative. It took so little to make us happy. I sound a million years old. But what we thought was so cool was just as cool as the enormous, amazing things that we see now through technology. Agree or disagree?
Well, what blows us away is the newness of a thing.
True.
Right?
Yeah.
So the band you saw, it's the first time you'd seen that.
And going from zero to Asteroids
was
mind-blowing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 100%. I felt those same things playing in television and doing all that stuff. And it's not different now. It's the same kind of feeling, but it's the newness of it. What have I not experienced yet?
Yes. Yeah.
That's the cool part.
Headlines, Rach.
Brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. Okay, we've talked about this in the past, but it looks like he's moving forward California Governor Gavin Newsom is reportedly sending letters out to school districts encouraging the limiting of the usage of smartphones in schools. The move is said to be in an effort to limit distractions in the classroom. And while it's not a mandate, it's a push for school districts to act.
Dave, what's a distraction?
Dave, stop that.
I know. I'm sorry for the heavy breathing.
Dave loves Gavin Newsom.
Oh, yeah.
That's
high on my list.
I mean, I know he's a handsome man, but take it easy.
Oh my gosh!
What do we think about that?
That was poor little Rain Dunn. She got up out of her bed and went the wrong way. She's stuck.
Oh, Rain!
Happens to the best of us.
That's right.
Are we a fan of taking away the smartphones?
Maybe not taking them away, but I'm okay with restricting the usage of them in school.
I've
always thought that it was a little wild that these kids just got to use their phones during school all day. Mm-hmm. I mean,
we could even
just
pass
opens
notes.
You up to some sort. Exactly.
Can you tell your story about the note? I love that story.
Oh, when I was in first grade.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Dave Murray has heard this story. So my friend, his name was Larry. He was trying to write a love note to a girl in my class, but he's like, but I don't know how to write yet. I'm like, aww. I got you. Don't worry. I can at least do I heart you, right? Like I can figure that out. So I was like, I heart you from Larry, the end. We send the note, right? My teacher gets a hold of the note somehow. And goes, in front of the whole class, she goes, I know for a fact that Larry did not write this.
Larry is illiterate. Everyone knows
Larry
that.
Can't write.
She goes, and it is a crime to impersonate someone else. So we are going to have a detective come into school and analyze all of your handwriting, and we will figure out who wrote this note. And I'm just like, here it is.
It was me.
It's the end. No, I did not volunteer myself. I was like, you know what? I don't know if that's going to happen. I was very afraid, but I was not ready to give myself up.
Smooth move, Rach.
Poor Larry, though. Larry had to feel awful.
Rach is like, just you prove your case.
How did it go with Larry and the girl?
I mean,
they're still married to this day.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be great?
Hope Larry can write now.
He can. All right. So the other day. That got wheels.
How mean. I know for a fact it's not Larry.
Yeah, like, it's not him.
Larry's a literate ass ain't writing this.
And like, feels like something from our childhood, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's 70s school right there.
100%. I remember being, like, behind in first grade and, like, not being able to read as well as the other kids. But I could do the whole, like, I heart you. Like, yeah. that's about all I could do.
Yeah.
Oh, man. In the 70s.
That's probably how I got away with it, actually.
70s, like, we all know he's a dumbass. He didn't do that.
I would have died if I received an I heart you. Oh, my Lord.
Right? Like in a good way?
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. I mean, like, Valentine's Day was everything.
Oh, every Valentine's Day I was like, here it is. Time for my secret admirer to come forward. Yep. And then it never happened, of course.
Picking out just the right choose me for Nancy Noel.
We had to do the thing where you got to get them for everybody.
Oh, we did too.
Yeah, we did too.
But there's a difference between choose me and be mine with a B on it. I mean,
that's a good point.
Did I ever tell you the story of my Valentine's Day debacle?
Mm-mm.
So there was a boy in my class who along with the Valentine's, I guess his parents made him give out a school picture of himself with everything.
Yeah.
And everyone got like a wallet sized photo. I got like a 5x7.
Oh, there's your signal.
I'm like, clearly he's into me. Like, he's giving me the 5x7.
Was it Larry?
It was not Larry. And it gets back to him, and the kid's like, what? Her last name begins with Z. We ran out of wallet sized photos.
Oh, man.
She's last on the list.
Man, this is like a therapy session.
I have more if you'd like to.
I had one of those as an adult. So when I was an adult and I was single and I had a friend that was a girl and we would go walking around Forest Park 2 or 3 times a week and I really liked her and she was really cool, but she wasn't quite gorgeous enough for me. And, you know, I was in that stage of my life and just being honest, but I really liked her and we were walking and she's like, look, I need to ask your advice. There's a guy and we're really close. And it's become more than friends to me. And I don't know how to tell him, and I'm afraid he's going to reject me. And I just really kind of want to get your take on it. And I'm like, here we go. Here we go. You're going to have to break this girl's heart. And I was just, the words were in my mouth. Like, her name wasn't Melanie, but like, Melanie, I know where this is going. I like you, but I don't like you like you. And she goes, his name's Ted, and he works in accounts receivable. Oh, my Lord. I came so close to making the biggest ass of myself. And then I was like, what's Ted got that I don't have?
Right. Yeah, you're like, that you don't like
him. Yeah.
Well, what about this other guy?
All right. The other day we talked about the fact that the Harris Walls campaign is selling camo hats. Well, not to be outdone, the Trump campaign is selling Barron Trump merch.
Oh.
Actually, I shouldn't say that. I'm not sure if it's coming straight from the Trump campaign, but many MAGA supporters are picking up merch that says Barron 2044, because that's when he'll be old enough to run for president. I just find this very funny because I'm also fascinated with Barron. I just want to learn more about him. He's just like a mysterious figure.
Send him one of your notes, Rachel.
Oh, yeah.
I heart
good
you.
Idea.
Send it from Larry.
Good idea.
Larry,
I'm sure.
Sign it, Larry. I heart you, Larry.
The FBI is going to be showing up on my doorstep. Like, I know for a fact Larry did not write this.
Larry still can't write,
Rachel. Larry will be like, bring your investigators.
Donald Trump has said that his 18-year-old son likes politics and sometimes even tells his father what he thinks he should do, which Trump said was, quote, sort of funny. All right, moving on. The White House says there's no hard feelings between President Biden and former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters yesterday, the president respects his good friend, and I think it's mutual. No hard feelings, and I think it's mutual. Pelosi was said to have pushed heavily for Biden to drop out of the race after his debate performance against former President Donald Trump in June.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, old friends.
Also, but what are you going to say?
Yeah, like they hate each other.
Even
now.
If there is beef, are they going to be like, well, you know, after school, they're going to meet up in the South Lawn.
Ooh, I'd watch that fight.
Yeah.
Me too. Okay, one more
that
story.
This is something Biden would say, though, isn't it?
Hey, Jack.
Not a joke.
Not a joke.
Listen here, miss.
He would call her the wrong name. Let's be real. He'd be like, Elizabeth Warren, I'm so disappointed in you.
And he would use both the first and the last name would be great.
One more story here. This is a sad one. Pokemon voice actor Rachel Lillis is dead at the age of 46 after a battle with breast cancer. Mm. Lillis voiced multiple characters on the show, including the lead female protagonist, Misty, and the lead female villain, Jessie.
46.
Wow.
That's crazy.
I was in love with Misty.
Yeah, you made that weird.
Yeah. Look, I'm just speaking the truth.
I heart from Larry.
I speak my year-old truth.
Misty.
I heart you, Misty.
Is Larry still around?
Yes. I mean, I haven't spoken to him.
He's listening right now.
Yeah, I hope not. Jeez.
He couldn't read the do not enter sign and walk straight into a big
stop.
Open.
He can read. He's a great person. I shouldn't have said his name.
Couldn't
this is
read
on me.
The do not enter poor sign.
This could have been easily avoided by me, and I take
well,
full
we
responsibility.
All saw this coming.
Well,
I think it says enter.
If only he'd learned those three little words.
All he could do is write, I heart you.
That's going to be on the tombstone.
But still not quite intelligible.
Yeah.
Sorry, Larry. That's my bad. Shouldn't have brought it up. Should never doxed you like that.
You're not as bad as Sue.
Oh, Sue was the ultimate doxing, which I don't even want to say again.
Sue was like a crime.
Yeah, she was talking about a gay friend she had in high school, and I jokingly said, like, oh, what's his name? She goes, Frank Jenkins. Jokey doke.
Well, you were like, is Frank out? And she was like, oh.
He is now. That's how you do that.
Yep.
Thank you, Dave.
All righty. That you want
me. Want a fun fact?
Yes.
The owners of a sandwich shop in the UK are giving too many free replacement sandwiches because seagulls sit outside their establishment and steal the customer's food. So they're adding a $1 seagull insurance to help cover the losses.
That's smart.
Yeah.
How about you put a sign on your door that says if a seagull steals your food, that's on you.
Yeah. That'd be another way to go.
You know the signs on all the parking lots, like when you park downtown, like, hey, anything you
not
leave in your car? Yeah, not our responsibility.
Yeah, there's a sign, I think it's in this garage. It's like, put away your valuables, and the looks like the valuables is in quotes, but it's just like the screws
oh,
on
it's
the
just
sign.
The bolts. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
But it
They're
looks
shading
like
it.
Yeah, exactly. And every time I see it, I'm like, hey.
Hey.
Leave me alone. Oh,
oh, oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.